Joe Misek, editor, Bloomberg Brief, municipal markets guru, joins us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Joe, I know Bloomberg News hosted a panel this week of some money managers. What was the takeaway as it relates to the municipal bond market?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. That was a swell event. We had four buyers, and Amanda Albright was the moderator. And at one point she asked, what keeps you awake at night? And one of them said, I actually sleep pretty well. And they weren't, the thing is, right
now. Sounds
like
a deep conversation.
Right now in the municipal market, there are not too many credit concerns. So, once you take out the credit concerns and, what's a credit concern? Perhaps the state of Illinois, city of Chicago, right? Puerto Rico seems to be getting things together. But, take away the credit concerns and you worry about, low interest rates might start to sap demand for mutual funds because we've seen, 58 weeks in a row of inflows into municipal bond mutual funds.
All right. So hold on a second. Everybody's sleeping well. Nobody has a problem sleeping except for Guy Davidson, who's the chief investment officer of the muni debt business for AllianceBernstein. And he comes out and he's like, you guys are all sleeping well. And that's giving me some anxiety.
Because you have to think, at some point, an economic downturn. And, of course, now a couple of days later, there's more and more concern about the coronavirus. We'll see. But that's something that, it's on the horizon, but we don't know where it is on the horizon. It's way out there.
So
we think.
So what are we seeing on the new issuance calendar, given that we've had 58 weeks in a row of inflows into mutual funds?
Issuance has sort of slacked off a bit. We had a pretty, robust January, and I think the latest visible supply figure is around $12 billion or so, which is below the 2020 average of $13 billion. And, of course, next week we have a holiday-shortened week, and this week, for all practical purposes, was a holiday-shortened week because of, sailing into a three-day weekend. So things are, right now a little slack.
So this week we saw the U.S. Treasury sell 30-year bonds with the lowest yield on record, which was a really incredible milestone at a time when they're trying to extend the duration of the overall Treasury portfolio just to take advantage of these incredibly low borrowing costs. In the muni market, it can't move as quickly in response to these low rates because there isn't necessarily the regular issuance from all of the different localities. I'm wondering, what is the length of time that states and local governments have where they have to get approval from the voters before they can go and raise money, right? I mean, how quickly can they respond to these incredibly low rates?
Well, with a revenue bond issue, you have a pretty short window. But, again, it's probably measured in weeks to months.
So how much are we seeing some of these local governments start to propose things now that perhaps they wouldn't have in the past that they could finance, like, say, a better tunnel from New Jersey to New York?
Well, really,
anytime. I'm going to plug that every time we talk about muni.
Joe, you've got to get that gateway project
Jersey,
financed.
Let's get that done, will you? The transportation issuance is actually up smartly over the last, 12 months. So they have been thinking about this several years ago. And the thing about municipalities is that they very rarely respond to rates. What they respond to is, do we need the money? Well, let's go borrow it. I mean, I could recall, when tax-exempt yields were in the 13s, 13% tax-free. And municipalities still came to market because, hey, we need the money. Here's a project. We need to finance it. Let's go. Hey, interest rates, they are what they are. So right now, it's funny, you bring up the 30-year, and the 30-year Treasury is a little over 2, and the 30-year municipal, as measured by the BVAL yield curve, is about 183. So we're still comfortably below Treasury, thank heavens.
Joe Misek, thank you so much.
That's it?
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe Misek. We appreciate you. Joe Mysak, editor of the Bloomberg Brief, focused on the municipal bond market, here with us in our interactive broker studios. Interesting to see some of the trends. I got to say that 30-year auction was just notable to me because there was an expectation that you would see a record low yield at sale, but it came in even below that due to all of the demand. And you know, I really have a question here. Is this a demand from the United States, from pensions, from long-term investors, or is this an importing of deflation from overseas? Is this international investors?
Yeah, I think what we've heard, even in Joe's taxable municipal bond market, we're seeing a lot of demand coming from overseas looking for yield. So I think there's part of that as well.
Yeah, if you look at the yield differential, for example, on 10-year U.S. bonds versus German bonds, there's still a pretty big gap, come in quite a bit, but you could still pick up more than 200 basis points going into U.S. debt on a non-currency adjusted basis. The caveat should be noted.